Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Let's learn together. Today's topic is small talk.
Today's title is, Where is the new place? Where is the new place? Peter, this is the second day of our small talk article. What did we learn yesterday?
Well, yesterday, we learned about a new restaurant near the office. It is located on Oak Street, several streets west of the department store.
Right. We learned a lot of good words for giving and asking for directions. And I think we'll learn some more good words today. So let's get started by looking at today's Read It. Here's Peter.
Susie has a cupcake. She bought it from a woman on the sidewalk. The lady is a vendor. She is on the corner across from the elementary school. Tina and Taylor want cupcakes too. But the vendor is gone. Don't worry, they can go to the bakery. It is one block away. They should cross the street at the crosswalk.
Peter, I think the word sidewalk is kind of a funny word.
Really? Why?
Well, it sounds like it should mean walking sideways.
Oh, I never thought of it that way, but I guess it does kind of sound like that. So what does it mean?
Oh, well, don't be confused, friends. It's not a funny way of walking. It's a path on the side of the street built for people to walk on.
Hey, we're already learning. Friends, let's continue with our keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Susie 买了一个很好吃的杯子蛋糕，是在人行道上的一个摊子买的。She bought it on the sidewalk. 名词 sidewalk 就是人行道。Alex 想知道摊位在哪里。Susie 说摊位是在两条街转角的地方。It's on the corner of two streets.名词 corner 就是转角、街角。摊位在那所小学的对面。It's across from the elementary school. 接续词 across 表示在什么对面。Taylor 也好想吃杯子蛋糕。Tina 说，你可以去面包店买啊，隔一条街就有面包店了。There is a bakery one block away. 这个 block 就是一个街区。One block away 指的是一条街的距离。听说可以买到杯子蛋糕， Taylor 急匆匆的就想过马路了。可是 Tina 拦住他说，我们应该在这里过行人穿越道。We should cross the street here. 动词 cross 就是越过的意思。
Susie, that cupcake looks delicious. Where did you get it?
I bought it from a woman on the sidewalk. She is a street vendor. It's really good.
I should go buy one for myself. Where is she?
She's on the corner of Fergus and Wellington streets. She's across from the elementary school.
Good. I'll go there on my way home.
So Susie bought a cupcake from a woman on the sidewalk.
Wait, Pauline, don't you mean Susie bought a cupcake from a woman in a shop?
No, Susie didn't buy the cupcake from a store. She bought it from a street vendor. That is a person who sells things outside. This lady sells cupcakes on the sidewalk.
Oh, I see. That's great.Usually it's cheaper to buy things from a street vendor, although sometimes the things in shop might have a better quality.
Well, Susie says her cupcake is really good.
It's really good.
What? You had one too? And you didn't share with me?
No, Pauline, I'm just repeating what Susie said. It's really good. It's a really good
calendar phrase!
It's really good.
It's really good.
这真的很棒。
Is that a donut you're eating?
Yes, it's really good.
Is that a chocolate donut?
Yes, it's really good.
Where did you get it?
It was on the desk. It's really good.
That's my donut.
Yes, and it's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
这真的很棒。
Peter, I can't stop thinking about Susie's cupcake. I really want one now. It looks so delicious.
Well, I am very glad that you said that.
Why? Do you have a cupcake for me?
No. I'm glad that you said that because that looks delicious is a sentence pattern Rebecca wants to practice with us today. Let's go to her right now.
Hey, friends. It's time to do something fun. It's time to learn a grammar point. And everyone says, yay! Well, in today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to use the word look, followed by an adjective. That car looks fast, or that man looks nervous. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it. Thanks, Rebecca. Peter, I think I should go buy some cupcakes for us. Where is the cupcake lady?
Cupcake lady? Wait, Pauline, you can't just go buy cupcakes now. But I tell you what, I will give you directions for later.
Okay, deal. I know Susie gave Alex directions, but I don't remember all of them. All I remember is that the cupcake lady is on the corner of two streets. What were their names?
Their names were Fergus and Wellington Streets. So she's across from the elementary school.
Across from something. Hey, let's have Christina explain more about that phrase. Christina?
Susie 说那个卖杯子蛋糕的摊贩就在小学的对面。She's across from the elementary school. 我们来练习这个说法。A is across from B. 意思就是 A 在 B 的对面。你可以说 The park is across from our office. 公园就在我们办公室的对面。如果你去园游会摆摊子，可以说 Their stand is across from ours.他们的摊位在我们的对面。另外也可以把 across 用在一般动词的句子里，比如 John sits across from me. John 坐在我的对面。
Thanks, Christina. So, do you understand how to get to the cupcake vendor now, Pauline?
Yes. I just go to the elementary school and then cross the street. She will be on the corner of...Fergus and Wellington.
Great.
Easy.
I think it's time for a break. You have learned it so quickly. Friends, we'll see you right after this short break. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. We're so glad that you, Pauline, where did you get that cupcake? Did you run to the cupcake lady during the break?
Well, you gave me such good directions. I was able to run there and back really quick.
And where is mine?
This was her last one. Sorry. Friends, let's watch our next conversation together.The cupcake lady is gone. She leaves after she sells all her cupcakes. When will she have more? She won't come back today. Maybe she will come tomorrow? That's too bad. I really wanted a cupcake. there is a bakery one block away. Let's go there. Okay, but we should cross the street here at the crosswalk.
Pauline, you aren't the only one who decided to buy a cupcake, and you're not the only one that didn't give me a cupcake. Taylor and Tina went too, but the cupcake lady was gone.
Oh, that's too bad. I hear she leaves after she sells all her cupcakes.
Oh, you took the last one. Wait, Pauline, you bought it, right? So the reason the cupcake lady is gone is because of you. Taylor didn't get the cupcake. Oh, she's going to be mad when I tell her.
I only bought one cupcake. The cupcake lady wouldn't have had two cupcakes for Taylor and Tina. I just saved them from fighting over it.
Okay, whatever helps you sleep at night. Well, when will the lady be back with more cupcakes?
Maybe she'll come back tomorrow. I don't know, but she won't come back today.
That's too bad. Poor Taylor and Tina, they really wanted cupcakes.
It's okay. Didn't you hear? Tina says there is a bakery one block away.
Oh, that's great. One block isn't too far. And I like the way they use this phrase here. Let's have Christina explain it to us a little bit more. Christina?
Tina 说, there is a bakery one block away. 隔一条街就有一家面包店。我们来看句尾的 away, 它有离开的意思。所以我们听过有人说 he is away, 表示他离开不在的意思。还有人说 don't go away, 不要走开不要离开。在这个句子里的 away 是副词，就是表达离多远的意思。Tina 说的One block away, 表达离了一条街的距离。所以 there is a bakery one block away, 就表示隔一条街就有一家面包店。如果在过去三条街就是 Jeff 的家，我们可以说 Jeff's home is only three blocks away。除了用 block 表达距离之外，也可以说 there is a water park only 20 miles away。20英里之外就有一个水上乐园，或者也可以说 The water park is only 15 minutes away, 表示水上乐园开车15分钟就到了。
Thanks, Christina. I live 5 blocks away from work, and the subway station is about 2 blocks away from my apartment.
That's great.You live in a very convenient location. I live much farther away, but let's get back to Tina and Taylor. Since the cupcake lady is gone, Pauline, they decide to go to the bakery a block away.
Right. To get there, Tina says they should cross the street at the crosswalk. Peter, what does it mean to cross, and what is a crosswalk?
Well, when you cross the street, you go from one side of the street to the other side. And a crosswalk is marked with white paint for people to cross. The streets have white lines, so it is much safer. Drivers can expect them to be there.
I hope Tina and Taylor find the bakery easily, and I hope the bakery has cupcakes.
Me too.Well, friends, now it's time to review. Let's look at those key words.
Here's your first key word for today. Sidewalk. Sidewalk. I fell on the sidewalk.
Corner. Corner. We can meet out on the corner.
Across.Across. She is across from me.
Block. Block. How many blocks away is it?
Cross. Cross. We can cross the river here. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our conversations one more time together.
Susie, that cupcake looks delicious. Where did you get it?
I bought it from a woman on the sidewalk. She is a street vendor. It's really good.
I should go buy one for myself. Where is she?
She's on the corner of Fergus and Wellington streets. She's across from the elementary school.
Good. I'll go there on my way home.
The cupcake lady is gone. She leaves after she sells all her cupcakes. When will she have more? She won't come back today. Maybe she will come tomorrow? That's too bad. I really wanted a cupcake. Well, there is a bakery one block away. Let's go there. Okay, but we should cross the street here at the crosswalk. Peter, let's practice some of the key words we learned yesterday and today. We can use this picture here. You start.
Oh, me? Oh, okay. All right. I see a blue house on the corner, and there is a red house across from it.
Great. There is also a tall, skinny brown building next to the blue house. Oh, there is also another brown building a couple of blocks away.
Okay, Pauline, hey, what about this? Let's pretend I am standing at the door of the blue house. Can you give me some directions to the small greenhouse?
Okay, walk out of your door and turn right. Then turn again at the corner. Walk down the street. Go past the tall green building, walk one more block, and then turn left. The little greenhouse is on the right.
Hey, those are really great directions. Thanks, Pauline.
Your turn.
Okay, well, I see a conversation. I see James and Ginger. They're talking about something.
I think it's the jungle chit-chat. Let's go to them now.
What are you thinking about, James?
I'm thinking about cupcakes.
Cupcakes are delicious. Let's get some.
Yeah, let's go to the bakery.
Wait. There's a vendor on the sidewalk that sells cupcakes.
The one on the corner across from the elementary school?
Yeah, let's go there.
Wait, that vendor leaves early sometimes. She might be gone.
Okay, let's go to the bakery.
Wait, the bakery is closed on Tuesdays.
Okay, let's order cupcakes from the Jungle Cafe.
The Jungle Cafe doesn't sell cupcakes. What should we do?
Stop thinking about cupcakes.
Yeah.
And start thinking about bananas.
Oh, Ginger.
Yay!
Let's see, if I go right at this corner and then go straight for two blocks.
Oh, hi friends. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. I'm just thinking about how to get to a new restaurant. I'm looking at a map. Of course, I can just look at GPS, but that's not always correct. I like to know the directions to get somewhere. Can you give and understand directions? That's an important skill.
Giving and understand directions is an important skill.
you need to be clear when you give directions. Then people can understand your directions more easily. Some people use north, south, east, and west when they give directions. But it's easier to just say turn left and turn right. When you say turn right or turn left, give the name of the street. If you just say turn left at the next corner, that could be confusing. Instead, say turn left at the next corner on Center Street. If someone needs to go straight for a distance, tell them how many blocks to go. That is often easier than giving a distance such as half a mile or 1 kilometer. It's always helpful to give landmarks too. Maybe there's a gas station or a bank on the corner where they need to turn. It is helpful to know that. It can be useful to tell about how long it takes to get to a place. You can say, it is a 10-minute walk, or you can drive there in about 8 minutes. Practice giving directions to a place you know. Can you give someone directions from your home to a convenience store? Try it. Directions are not that hard.
I like maps, but a lot of people don't use them anymore. But they can be very useful, especially when you need to give directions. I use a GPS, and I'm sure you do too. But GPS is not always correct. It's nice to have an idea where to go, so look at maps and try to understand them, and practice giving directions. Then when someone asks, you can tell them where to go. That's all for today. See you next time on Jack's File.
I really liked this article, Pauline. I think this will be very useful. Our friends are now able to give directions and understand directions in another language. This is very important.
When I was in Asia, there was a couple of times when a kind stranger helped give me directions in English. I was so thankful for them. Now, friends, maybe you can be that kind stranger.
Well, friends, thanks for practicing with us today, and maybe you'll be using it sooner than you think.
All right, friends, we hope you will join us again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.